Penguin Presents Love by the Book by Melissa Pimentel. Read by Becca Stewart.
I woke up alarmed. I didn't know where I was at first. Just that I woke up in your arms, and almost immediately I felt sorry. Fucking run, Liz Phair. March. This project was born, like so many things, from an egg. Two, to be exact. Adrian walked in just in time to see me crack two eggs on the side of the pan and pour them into the sizzling butter. I leaned into him when he wrapped his arms around me and peered over my shoulder at the stove. "You making eggs?" he said, voice still gravelly with sleep. "How did you guess?" I said, turning to give him a quick kiss. "I remembered you saying you liked them, so I thought I'd make them for you." I gave the eggs a quick flip and slid them out of the pan onto the waiting buttered toast. "You made these for me?" Adrian said, eyes widening. "Yep," I said, placing the plate on the table before grabbing my bowl of granola and yogurt off the counter. I pulled the yellow terry cloth robe around me and looked at him. "You're not having any," he said, looking at his own plate with even more suspicion. "No, I'm not a big egg fan." "I see. You made these eggs just for me." I watched his pupils dilate out of fear. "Right. Christ, they're only eggs. Calm down. Do you want some pepper?" I could see the wheels turning in his head. Eggs led to Sunday afternoons in antique shops, dinner parties with other couples, meetings with the parents, a marriage proposal, an elaborate wedding, three screaming children, a wife with fat ankles, and eventually, the sweet release of death. In his mind, eggs led to stuff. Scary stuff. Within minutes of polishing off the plate, the man was up and out like a shot, pulling his shoes on and mumbling something about getting back in time to watch Football Focus with his roommate. I had scared a man with eggs. I'd scared him so badly that he had chosen Football Focus over having sex with me. It wasn't looking good for me or for my vagina. It had all started so promisingly. Last summer, I had moved into my room in Old Street with a heart filled with hope. That this move from Portland to London would be a fresh start for me. That I would wipe clean the traces of a relationship with the strong-jawed, kind-eyed man I'd left behind. That the job I had nabbed as the events coordinator at the Science Museum would lead to even bigger and better things, and, possibly most pressingly, that I would have lots of great sex with attractive Englishmen who were as disinterested in commitment as I was. I'd seen the flat advertised on Gumtree just before I'd left Maine and had immediately sent through a request. It looked amazing in the pictures. The bedroom was painted a pale yellow, and the furniture was all weathered white wood. And according to Google Maps, the location was perfect. The woman renting out the room, Lucy, agreed to reserve it for me until I arrived in London the following week, after I sent several pleading emails and the promise of a jar of marshmallow fluff. When I arrived at the address, I was a little surprised to find a towering council estate rather than the little Victorian conversion I'd expected. But I took a deep breath and pressed the buzzer, images of the bedroom still dancing in my head. I was furry-mouthed with jet lag and essentially homeless. I couldn't afford to write the apartment off before seeing it. Lucy met me at the door. "Hello, you must be Lauren. Come on in, babe." I took in her wide smile, bright blue eyes, and head of insane blonde curls and felt immediately better about the situation. She led me into the cramped kitchen and put the kettle on. The kitchen didn't quite match the design standards I'd seen in the photographs. Lucy had obviously made the best of things, filling the countertop with pots of fresh herbs and a bright pink set of scales, but the oven door was hanging at a precarious angle, and there was a large hole gouged into the MDF floor. It wasn't exactly Martha Stewart living. Lucy flicked on the kettle. "Coffee?" I nodded. "How do you take yours?" "Just black would be great, thanks." "I don't know how you can drink it like that. I need about 8 sugars and 3 pints of milk in mine. Especially today, I've such a hangover. Anyway, I'm glad you're here and seem normal. The last girl who lived..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?